Hello and welcome back to Tani Talk Stuff, the TTD, the shir where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Sukkah 49b. So much awesomeness about so many wonderful things, especially related to kindness, chesed, which is a big draw for me in life in general. And about tzedakah, charity, which also is a big draw personally for me. And here the Gemara talks about how wonderful it is in terms of many different things. First of all, the Gemara talks about what does it mean that Rabbi Elazar said that it is written, he has told you, O man, what is good, what does Hashem require of you but to do justice, love kindness, go discreetly with God, to do justice, the body of law governing human decency, to love kindness refers to the performance of kind deeds, go discreetly with God. Talking about taking out the dead for burial, bringing a bride into the nuptial canopy. If matters which are generally in public, the Torah told us to go do it discreetly, so two things for sure that by very nature should be performed discreetly, how much more so, like charity, should be done discreetly. And Rabbi Elazar said, greater is one who performs charity than one who does any sacrifices. It says performing charity, what is just is more acceptable than Hashem than sacrifice. Rabbi Elazar said, greater is the performance of acts of kindness than charity, because it says, sow for yourselves charity and reap according to kindness. When a person sows, he might later enjoy the produce or might later not enjoy it. But when he does reap, the produce has already grown already, he will surely enjoy it. So too, the notes point out, we don't know if charity will go to who needs it, but we know that the acts of kindness definitely go to who need it, whether they're rich or poor, as the notes point out. And additionally, Rabbi Elazar said, charity is rewarded only according to the kindness with which it is performed. As it says, sow for yourselves charity and reap according to kindness. But the rabbis taught in a braisa, and here is the key point. Acts of kindness are greater than charity in three matters. Charity is performed with the property, but kindness is with the person and the property. You could do it with a person. You could do it with someone who's not here anymore. Lo aleinu, we should never know for such things. And you could do it even for a rich person or a poor person. Charity is given only to the poor, but kindness is done with the poor and the rich. And charity is performed only with the living, but acts of kindness are performed both with the living and with the deceased. And it would be wonderful if the whole world would be full of charity and full of kindness. As the Gemara goes on to say, the point being, we need to do what we can to be involved in chesed. Chesed is fantastic and is awesome. Even back in yeshiva days, before I knew the term for it, before I knew the reasoning for it, before I knew what it really was, I felt a draw to chesed and doing things with the hands, helping with the hands. And then I later on went to become an OT, where we work helping with the hands, fine motor skills and the like. We need to do what we can. And tzedakah is wonderful. Tzedakah is great. But kindness, charity of kindness, acts of kindness are even greater than that. Think what you can do today, what you can do tomorrow, what small act of kindness, what small chesed you can do to help people, to be kind to people, and to do what you can for people. It doesn't have to be someone who's poor. It can be someone who's rich in money or in time or whatnot. Even cooking a meal for someone, sending a meal to someone, that is kindness itself. And that's greater than charity, because it could be for someone who doesn't need the money, but they need the help. They need the meal. They need the food. What can you do? Kindness makes the world go round. Acts of kindness are really one of the amazing things that the world stands on, as Pirkei Avos teaches us. What can you do today? Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 50 here on the TTD.